Pete Peterson, the education that changed him and changed the world. Today we're talking about Pete Peterson, a man whose life spanned the worlds of business, government, and philanthropy, from humble beginnings in Kearney, Nebraska, to time in Nixon's cabinet, to co-founding Blackstone. Peterson's story is about transformation, but it's also about the value of education. One detail gets overlooked: his education at the University of Chicago, where he studied under the legendary Milton Friedman. That education didn't just change Peterson. It gave him a chance to change the world. Speaking of details, here's a personal one you probably haven't heard. Peterson's son, Jim, was best friends with David, my husband. They spent summers playing poker in Peterson's pool house. And there were two phones in that pool house. One of them was red and connected directly to the Oval Office. How's that for a slice of history? Today we're going to dive into how Peterson's upbringing shaped his drive for success, his transformative education under Friedman, the ripple effect of Friedman's ideas on Peterson's life and legacy. And there will be a standalone on the University of Chicago and its overall influence on the world. From Kearney to the Ivy League, Pete Peterson's story begins in Kearney, Nebraska, where his parents ran a diner. His father, George, was an immigrant from Greece who came to America with ambition and grit and little more. That environment shaped Peterson. He learned the value of hard work, perseverance, and resourcefulness. But small-town Nebraska couldn't contain his ambition. He earned his bachelor's degree from Northwestern University and an MBA from the University of Chicago. It was at the University of Chicago that this trajectory shifted. There, Peterson encountered Milton Friedman, a professor who wasn't just teaching economics. He was reshaping how we think about markets, government, and freedom. Milton Friedman was a force of nature. His ideas about free markets, limited government, and personal freedom challenged the status quo. Pete Peterson soaked it all in. Friedman wasn't just a professor, he was a guide, giving a framework for understanding the world, one that emphasized efficiency, accountability, and the power of market-driven solutions. These ideas became the backbone of Peterson's career, whether it was transforming Bell and Howell, serving as Secretary of Commerce, or co-founding Blackstone. Friedman's influence can be found everywhere in Peterson's approach to problem-solving. So let's fast forward to the 1980s. After a stint in Nixon's cabinet, Peterson co-founded the Blackstone Group with Schwarzman. Blackstone wasn't just an investment firm. It became one of the most influential private equity firms in the world. But before Peterson was reshaping industries, he was shaping memories. Back in the 1970s, David remembers the poker games in the pool house. And as we said, one of those phones was connected directly to the Oval Office. Now, it's kind of interesting to think about that. You know, you're a kid, and that's pretty epic. But yet, we really don't think about the influence of the people around us when we're children, do we? I mean, my own father, not at that level, but still. We don't really think about the significance of that briefcase-sized phone that our parents might have been carrying when we were kids, right? But Pete Peterson didn't just learn from Milton Friedman. He applied those lessons in ways that changed the world. At Bell & Howell, he modernized the company. He transformed into a leader in technology and media. As Secretary of Commerce, he brought a free market perspective to international trade and economic policy. At Blackstone, he built a financial empire based on efficiency, innovation, and strategic thinking. This is meritocracy. And we're going to dive pretty deep into Friedman in a standalone. Even his philanthropy reflects Friedman's influence. The Peter G. Peterson Foundation, which Peterson launched with $1 billion of his own fortune, advocates for fiscal responsibility and long-term economic stability. It's a testament to Peterson's belief in accountability and the importance of planning for the future. See also my podcast on Longview Conservatism. What can we learn from Pete Peterson's Extraordinary Life, whether we agree with him philosophically or politically or what. Once again, this is about the power of ideas. His education at the University of Chicago wasn't a phase, it was the foundation of his success. We can learn that markets matter. At their best, markets are engines of progress. Peterson's career is proof of what happens when market principles are applied thoughtfully and strategically. We can learn balance and responsibility. Peterson understood that wealth came with obligations, and he used his influence and resources to advocate for systemic change, not just personal gain. And we can learn that history lives in the details. Peterson's life was full of moments that bridged the personal and the profound. It was a life shaped by an education that emphasized ideas over ideology, action over inertia, from the University of Chicago to the Oval Office, from Blackstone to the Peter G. Peterson Foundation. His story is a reminder that one person can shape systems. Are you seeing a theme here in the people I'm choosing to profile? I want them to shake you. I want you to have to challenge yourself to find why these people should inspire you. Because if one person can shape systems and influence policy and leave a lasting legacy, then what the hell are we doing sitting here now? Are we writing the next mandate? Are we? Because someone is. In fact, I think Musk is right now. So ask yourself, is that the next future that you want to live in? And if it is, then don't you want to contribute if possible? These people show us that we can quietly write the rules and put them into play. Don't forget that. Thanks for listening.